Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Psalm 30, 10 through 11. Dear Lord, you have brought me back from the depths of despair. Your loving kindness has turned my mourning and sadness. I give you thanks for restoring to me the joy of salvation and granting me a spirit of gladness. Your goodness is unending and washes over me in waves of mercy and grace. My heart has been transformed by your love, and I can no longer contain my joy. All my sorrows have been turned to gladness, Lord, and you have done all this for me through Christ Jesus. May your name be praised forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me in prayer. Stay tuned for today's free podcast, Meditative Prayers with Zach Clinton, where you can draw close to God and find strength in Him.
Noah didn't wait until it started raining to build the ark. He was prepared, right? Hi, I'm Matthew Potter, founder of Pray.com. Life brings us the unexpected, and we need to be prepared like Noah. Take your health, for instance. What if you need to see a doctor now, but you can't get in? Or the pharmacy runs out of medicine, like during COVID, or you're traveling and you can't find care? That's why world-renowned doctors created the Medical Emergency Kit. Your kit contains essential prescription antibiotics, ivermectin, and medications to treat over 39 health issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and more. It's like having an urgent care right at home. Be prepared like I am with a medical emergency kit from The Wellness Company. Order online in minutes and your kit will be rushed to your door. For 15% off, visit twc.health/pray and use the promo code PRAY. That's twc.health/pray, promo code PRAY. Again, twc.health/pray.
Welcome to your meditative prayer on healing grief. To get the most out of your spiritual journey, use pray.com every day and make prayer a priority in your life. Again, our goal for today's meditative prayer is healing grief. In this trying time, my friends, try to go to your secret place. A place where you can relax and let your guard down. Try to tune out everything else. Breathe in deep through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. And reach out towards God with your mind and your broken heart. Today, again, we'll be meditating on Psalm chapter 30, verses 10 through 11 from the King James Version. They read, "Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me in my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness." Take a moment to pour out your adoration to God right now. Heavenly Father, Lord, I worship you, for you are my help in times of need. I praise you for your fierce love and for your mighty grace. Father, you alone turn mourning into dancing. You remove the sting of death and trade my sorrow for joy. You cast aside death, and in its place, you create life. Father, you are great and greatly to be praised. The ability to dream is a God-given gift. To have hope for the future and to aspire goodness is a beautiful thing. However, beautiful things can be fragile and vulnerable. Like a stone tossed upon a glass surface, unexpected circumstances and unforeseen loss can shatter your soul. Few things will cripple the human spirit as grief does. But you must remember, our God is not a cruel God. He did not create you with the capacity to dream, to have goals and desires, to merely deny them to you. So this is your moment to bring to mind all your shattered hopes. The dreams long dead and buried maybe deep inside your heart. Confess to God the hopelessness, the grief, and the loss you've been carrying. And do not be afraid. Be honest and open with God right now through prayer. As heavy a weight as grief can be, there's always a reason for gratitude. So take a moment to set aside all loss and instead focus on your existing blessings. Those hopes and desires you once believed impossible and unattainable, nonetheless, God manifested them in your life. Think of past situations of sadness and sorrow, where God gave your heart a new song to dance to. Moments you mourned the closing of a door, only to see God open a better one. The reality is, God is good all the time. So thank Him for all the past blessings He has bestowed upon your life. Thank Him for the promise of resurrection and for the fulfillment of all dreams to come. God is present and He's listening to you. Be mindful of His promises. Be bold and ask the Holy Spirit to revive your dreams. Ask Him for hope anew, for the ability to realize this is not the end. Ask Him for springs in the midst of the desert, and ask Him to help you acknowledge God's goodness every day and in every way. Remember, God wants you to be happy and to be whole. He can transform death into dreams. Even in the midst of hardship, God is still good and He's still in control. God promised He would always care and provide for you. He promised His blessings will overrun your life. So do not give up. Today, live in gratitude to God and watch Him exchange your grief for gladness. My friends, thank you for completing today's meditative prayer on pray.com. By incorporating this healthy habit as a daily practice, you are making prayer a priority and strengthening your walk with God. Again, my name is Zach Clinton from the American Association of Christian Counselors, and we love being a part of your life.